This is The Beat with former Toronto Police Union boss Craig Rommel and Tina Trajani, CSI for Radio on 640 Toronto.
The Beat on the Street, we're fueled by Country Style, live at 31 Division today in the Jane and Finch area. We've got Paul Nagoyan here. He's the webmaster of janefinch.com. Good morning, Paul.
Hi.
This website, you put it together. What are you hoping to achieve with this website?
Well, what we're trying to do is trying to put out a positive spin on the area because, like, you know, all the media attention, it's usually negative and it's like the stereotypes. So we want to get rid of all the misconceptions of the area that it's not dangerous. It's actually very safe and very warm and inviting community.
And you talked about, you know, some of the things that are on the website show the positive side of the area, some of the art that's going on, some of the, you know, attitude of the people who live here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we just want to show that this community is very warm, that it's very multicultural. We're raised here not even considering race as a factor, that everyone's getting along because we're like all meshed together.
Mm-hmm.
And you have no choice but you have to get along with everyone. And like just, you know, people of all colors, and I've had best friends of all races and all kinds.
And you will find that in the community. It's a huge multicultural community, isn't it?
Oh yeah, like I had a best friend that's Guyanese, white. I was raised by an Indian nanny. All sorts of weird experiences, but to us, it's, you know, it's very normal, and like we love it.
What will you find on the website?
The website, there's all sorts of material. We have a lot of lately. We added a lot of historical material, like old pictures from Jane Finch from 100 years ago. That I just found out this place was like a farming place. We have a lot of entertainment section to draw in the youth. Like we have music from artists from Jane and Finch. We have music videos. We have artwork and poetry and all sorts of things like that.
Do you find it sometimes a losing cause? And I remember the first article that came out maybe 20 years ago on Jane Finch, and it was a big drug takedown at the local mall there. And ever since then, I think it was the Toronto Star that actually did the article. Ever since then, it just has this negative view about it. How do you fight that? I mean, that's been going on for so long now, and there are, you know, really fine people that do live here.
I think it's important to get involved in the media, to put out a positive message, which is what I'm trying to do, and with the website so we could reach people around the area, not just inside Jane Finch, but outside and even to the world. And also the media could help us out a little bit because, like, for instance, at Westview, they recently, I think it was like last year, they won some award where the Raptors came to visited them, but then no one showed up to report that. But then when there's a shooting or something,
yeah,
everyone flocks to it, and it's just, it puts out a bad image.
Media have a tendency to go on negativity, no doubt about it. That's the front page. Good story will be buried somewhere else.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's part of life, I think. You know, even with the association, I was always fighting the negativity all the time, and it just sometimes it just felt like a losing cause. Do you feel that with this?
Well, that's what we're trying to do with the website, because it's like our own little media outlet and our own little machine to put out a good word, and that's all we put out is we try to put out a good word, and we try to promote unity and get a lot of people involved, especially the youth, and get them to be proactive in their community and use their voice and raise their voice.
So how do you solicit for the website?
We don't actually advertise or publicize or anything. It grew from word of mouth, and also when we started doing the rap videos, I'd put a little watermark tag at the bottom, which is janefinch.com, so people know where it came from. And I guess people just spread around the videos, and then it blew up like that.
Can we talk quickly about the videos? Some people may have a problem with what some of the videos are showing, depicting what some of the lyrics may be. How do you address that? And, you know, if you're trying to, you know, put a positive spin on this community, how would you include something like that?
I think the only way to compete with the media and to have that kind of effect and saturation is that you have to put out your own entertainment and pop culture, and using that as a tool to gain the audience. Because if I just did like flowery stuff or just like stuff, no one would care, especially the kids. They wouldn't even bother checking out the website.
So what I'm saying is don't you feel that you're promoting what you're trying not to promote, if you know what I mean? Like, don't you feel you're putting this on your website, you're kind of putting it in a negative spin, the Jane Finch area, as opposed to what you really want to do, which is put a positive spin on it?
That's just like one of the small videos is made purely for entertainment. I think if you're from around here, that you would know it's entertainment. You would know that we're not like, you know, hating on anyone, that we're just it's just trying to make like a product for the kids to come and look at. And you know, it's an old song, it's an old video, and it's just one of the many aspects of the website.
All right, and how long has the website been around?
It's just been around almost exactly a year now. Since last March 2004, we just opened it.
And all around, you'd say some pretty good support then?
We're working hard. We've been featured in many publications, and we're still working hard at it.
All right. Paul Nagoyan, the webmaster of janefinch.com. We appreciate your time this morning.
Thank you very much.